Monday, 25th of March, 2024. Maybe today. Indeed, I myself thought I must do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Acts 26:9. Paul had just asked those gathered to hear him why it should be thought incredible that God raises the dead. Now he will speak of how he once was opposed to the message of Jesus being the Messiah. This will then lead to why he was converted in his thinking. Therefore, he begins this new line of thought with, "Indeed, I myself thought I must do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth." Paul's words demonstrate empathy towards those who persecute him, be it the Jews in Jerusalem or his audience here. The word "indeed" shows us this. It is something that any person who once didn't believe can do as well, such as, "Indeed, I used to think Christians were nuts, but then I met Christ and realized that I was wrong." The "many things" that he refers to here are those recorded before his conversion in Acts. He also alludes to them in passages such as Galatians 1:13 and 1 Timothy 1:13. The statement by Paul, though, clearly shows that he now identified with the one he once worked against. He will explain this further as he continues, but by saying that he once thought it necessary to work against the name of Jesus of Nazareth, it means that he now no longer felt that way. Thus, he ties himself directly to the sect known as the Nazarenes, whose faith was in Jesus of Nazareth. This is the last time that Nazareth, or any form of the word tied to it, is found in the Bible. Life application. Paul is giving a testimony of who he once was in order to help those listening to better understand who he now is. By following this approach, we can eliminate a lot of the baggage that people may carry with them. People may have had a bad experience with Christians, or they may have heard that Christians believe fairy tales and so forth. By stating how you once perceive Christians or Christianity, you allow them to immediately start considering their own state in related matters. When they see that you are just an ordinary person like them, and that you once felt just as they do, they will be more willing to stand and listen. For example, if a person is an alcoholic and there is a reformed alcoholic with you, he will have a better opportunity to empathize with the alcoholic and then explain the freedom found in Jesus. So let him do the evangelizing. If a person was brought up in a cult like the Jehovah's Witnesses, someone who is well schooled in what they believe can chime in and begin a reasonable dialogue that others may not be able to carry out. Empathy and identification are a strong means of helping break down barriers. So do your best to find out where the commonality between you and the person lies, and then use that as you talk to them about Jesus. Heavenly Father, may our lives be used to glorify you. Even the things that were a part of our old lives can be used for a positive end if we can fit them into conversations with others that will build up their confidence in who they can become in Christ. So help us to wisely use our own past lives and experiences to help others move towards faith in you. To your glory we pray. Amen.
I too thought I ought to do many things against Jesus from Nazareth.
Okay, Grace, can you say Acts 26, verse 9?
Acts 26, verse 9.